Hello, everyone. Happy August. It's Monday, August the 1st. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com today. Here's your sports. When A&M receiver Jeff Fuller made the decision to return to Aggieland for his senior season, it was an important day for him and the A&M program. His coach Mike Sherman knows a thing or two about the NFL, having been an assistant and a head coach in the league, and he knows what Fuller can accomplish with another year of college, and he's mighty glad that he's going to do it at Texas A&M.
Well, I think it just fine-tuned his game a little bit more, developed some more confidence in himself, and try to just be the best player in the Big 12 Conference, which is a hell of a challenge in itself. I mean, to be the best receiver in the Big 12 Conference, where you have a number of great receivers in this conference. So I think that's a challenge that he has in front of him if he wants to take that step into the National Football League in the year. But we're excited to have him back, and you know, he'll definitely be a force for us and someone that I think opposing defenses will have to reckon with. But I feel comfortable. We have other players in other positions. Take some of the pressure off of him, so people can't just worry about him. They have to worry about the whole group of skilled guys.
Aggies will start fall drills 1 week from today. They'll open the season 5 weeks from yesterday against SMU at Kyle Field. High school football is in the air once again, as some schools who did not opt to hold spring practices will start preseason workouts today. The Rudder Rangers will be one of those teams as they start their fourth season of football and coming off a 7-3 season that nearly took them to the playoffs last year. Rudder will open the season August 26, hosting the Taylor Ducks. Both Bryan and A&M Consolidated did hold spring drills, so they get to start their workouts a week from today. Consol will open under their new coach, David Raffield, on the 26th of August, hosting Klein Oak. Bryan will open on Saturday, September the 3rd, at Clear Springs. Congratulations to Aggie track star Amanda Beard. The sprinter was named the Big 12 Female Athlete of the Year by the conference on Friday. Beard becomes the first Aggie male or female to win that award. She earned it by winning the NCAA title in both the indoor and outdoor 400 meters, and also anchored the NCAA champion 4x400-meter relay team that clinched the third straight national outdoor team title for the Aggies this spring. Texas pitcher Taylor Youngman was named the Big 12 Male Athlete of the Year. Big 12 athletic directors are meeting in Irving today to discuss all members' potential broadcast network rights, but certainly it's the Longhorn Network that will get the once-over. Texas announced its intention to broadcast two Texas football games plus some high school football games, and that's raised concern among the other nine schools, and it's possible that the Big 12 could rule to limit the Longhorns' plan. If the Big 12 doesn't address it, the NCAA could in their meetings on August the 22nd. Meanwhile, CBS.com reported that Texas A&M has asked the NCAA to step in by using the power of a 1994 bylaw that prevented the institutional publications from publicizing high school athletes. The report says that A&M likens the Longhorn Network to a video-based publication. The Houston Astros season just keeps getting worse. They got swept by Milwaukee with a 5-4 loss yesterday. It was an active weekend for Houston as they traded away Michael Bourne yesterday to Atlanta and traded away all-star Hunter Pence to Philadelphia on Friday. The Astros start a home series with Cincinnati tonight at Minute Maid. The Texas Rangers lost to Toronto 7-3. Texas still leads the Angels by two games in the AL West as they're off today and will play at Detroit starting tomorrow. The Rangers got some bullpen help over the weekend, the latest acquisition getting Mike Adams from the Padres. The Houston Texans signed their first-round draft pick. J.J. Watt, the 6'5", 290-pounder, was the 11th overall selection after helping Wisconsin win the Big Ten last year. Paul Menard took the checkered flag for the Brickyard 400. He got his first career Sprint Cup Series victory at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway by conserving fuel and holding off runner-up Jeff Gordon. It was his 167th Sprint Cup start. Scott Stallings won the Greenbrier Classic in dramatic fashion. The PGA Tour rookie holed a 7-foot birdie putt on the first playoff hole to beat Bob Estes and Bill Haas, who had already missed their birdie attempts on the 18th hole. It's the second straight week that a tournament was won in sudden death. Sean O'Hare beat Chris Blanks on the first playoff hole a week ago at the Canadian Open. And finally, one of the legendary sports broadcasters of Texas died Friday night after a battle with cancer. For more than 50 years, Jack Dale was the voice of Texas Tech Athletics. a good friend to many of us in the business. Dale broadcast more than 1,300 Tech basketball games and for 47 years broadcast Tech football. He retired from play-by-play work in 2003, but continued a sports talk show in Lubbock that he started in 1992 and worked that show up until a week before his death. Jack Dale was inducted into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame in 2005, a good friend and one of the very best at what he did. Jack Dale was 79 years old. Services are tomorrow afternoon in Lubbock. And that is your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.